This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Israeli airstrike on Tuesday killed about 500 Palestinians at a Gaza City hospital crammed with patients and displaced people, health authorities in the besieged enclave said. The strike was the bloodiest single incident in Gaza since Israel launched an unrelenting bombing campaign against the densely populated territory in retaliation for a deadly cross-border Hamas assault on southern Israeli communities on October 7th. It took place on the eve of a visit by U.S. President Joe Biden to Israel to show support for the country in its war with Hamas, which rules the Gaza Strip. Tensions have been rising on the Lebanese-Israeli border since Israel began military action against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Jacob Russell has this report from Beirut.
As Israel appears to be preparing for an invasion of the Gaza Strip, the Lebanese militant political group Hezbollah has said that this would provoke their entry into the war. The border between Israel and Lebanon has been tense for years, with Israeli defense forces and Hezbollah periodically exchanging fire. Until now, both sides have respected rules of engagement designed to avoid triggering a full-scale war. But already in the first few days of the Israel-Hamas conflict, the violence along Lebanon's border with Israel has escalated considerably. Jacob Russell for VOA News, Beirut, Lebanon.
Egyptian aid trucks moved closer on Tuesday to the only crossing into Gaza not controlled by Israel, but without an agreement in place to deliver relief and with the Palestinian side closed, it was unclear when they might pass through. After 9 hours of negotiations, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said early on Tuesday he had agreed with Israel to develop a plan to get aid into Gaza.